Bibles this morning. We'd like to share several passages with you. The 55th division of Psalms, verses 16 and 17. Daniel, the third chapter, verses 16 and 17. And Jude, the 24th verse. The Bible reads in the 55th division of Psalms, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Daniel 3:16 and 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king." Jude 24, 4th verse. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present ye faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king." Now, if you would say with me this morning, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." And on the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning, calling on the God that is able. Amen. Calling on the God that is able.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I'm grateful, for surely you brought me through this, you brought me through that, and every time I turn around, it's another this or that right on down the road. Am I talking to anybody in here this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord will bring you through this morning. He is a way maker. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's all right to feel good this morning. Somebody don't even know how they feel this morning. Somebody can't lift up their hands this morning. Somebody can't lift up their legs this morning. But those of us that have the strength and the activity of our limb, we owe God a praise in the house this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes. God is worthy this morning. Don't nobody know like you know when you was there in that house, in that room, in that bed, and you start talking to God, and God started talking back to you, and all of a sudden your burden began to lift up and get lighter. I'm so glad to serve a mighty God this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is worthy. Whatever you're calling on him for, trust and believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody had a little talk with the Lord this morning, even before they come to the church house. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. All right, Paula, don't kick them legs too much. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless her, God. Bless her, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. He's worthy. Don't let nobody steal your praise this morning. Because don't nobody know like you know what it took for you to even get here this day. We serve a wonderful God this morning. And you know, God would be so happy if we would just be happy with him. As good as God has been to us, we shouldn't have to pump you up. You should already be pumped up. Just because God woke you up on another day's journey. Hallelujah, Jesus. All of us got a story this morning. All of us got a story. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. For he is truly worthy this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't deny Nate his praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We ought to have a praise somewhere down on the inside of us. There's a praise on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are thankful this morning just to have a mind to praise the Lord. Whether it's a wave, a smile, the joy that you have in your heart this morning. It seems as though every week out of every month almost, we are going to somebody's homegoing celebration. So you ought to be glad to be able to praise the Lord our God while we have a chance. Then there are those of us, as we very well know, that even though we are living, we got issues. So we need the Lord our God to help us every step of the way. And so we just come this morning to share with you partially a story that you've already heard on many occasions. But we just want to go at it in the angle of calling on the God that is able. Calling on him. Trusting in him. Knowing that he is always there 24/7, 365 days with a listening ear. And don't allow the enemy to make you believe that he has a deaf ear to your cry. Because sometimes we will allow ourselves to get in the way of our blessing. Today is a good day to just come out of your comfort zone to allow God to be who he is. Again, today we see God showing himself as God. Give us another summer day in the springtime. God can do that. 85 and 90 degrees, and there's nothing that we can do about it. Isn't it amazing how God blesses us and no matter what it is, we always got somebody that's going to complain. Bless us, and created everything that we have, everything that we see, allowed us to have four different seasons. And somehow or another, we just sort of get a little bit out of shape because we don't have the season we want when we want it. Some of us like the cold. Some of us like the warm. Some of us like when it gets nice and brisk outside, like, not brisk, but hot outside like it is right now. But there's nothing wrong with knowing that God is a God that can do what he pleases. He can do what he please, how he please, when he please, and nobody can do anything about it. We are to experience the fullness of life. We must believe that there is a God somewhere. Not only that, believe that he is a God, but he is the creator of the universe. The Bible declares that it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. The Bible declared that we were wonderfully and marvelously made. You are a very special creation. I don't care what you look like to the other human eye. When God looks at you out of his eye, he sees a precious jewel that he loves. One that he loves so much that the Bible declares that he allowed his son to die so that we might have life. And even though he's given us life, why is it that we seem to take life for granted? I don't know about you, but every day that I'm kicking, I want to tell God thank you. And I'm not trying to turn you into a holy a fanatic, because you got to come down off the mountain sometime. I know that God is good, and God is good every day, and every day we owe God some praise. But there are some days that we are not on the mountaintop and we are not in the praise mode. There are some days when we are down and out. There are some days when we are just sort of in between. I talked and I called on the Lord, and I'm still waiting on my answer. Anybody got anything on the waiting board? Waiting on God to come in and do what we know that he can do. You got to have belief that he may not come when you want him, but he is an on-time God. You got to know that that's more than just words. I know God to be an on-time God. I know God to be a caring God. I know God to be the God that created the universe. And because I know God has all power, I found out through the word of God, I could not even move if it was not for God. I wouldn't have my being if it was not for God. So don't think just because you look good, just because you got about three or four extra dollars that you are all of that. Because with those extra $3 or $4, something's going to come along and snatch that out the way. And then you're going to realize that I still got to have this, that, or the other. But how many of you know that God is a supplier? But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Now, God has blessed us throughout all of our lives. Blessed us on the left, on the right, in the front, and in the back. God blesses us right now. And there's somebody that just don't understand why God loves us so. We got to come to a place in life where we trust that God will do exactly what we need him to do. We got to come to a place in life where we have a personal relationship with the Master. And we got to allow God to be our God. He said in the word, if we would be his people, he would be our God. Who, when two or three of us get together, God promises that he will be in the midst. But then there's somebody that said, when we all get together, what a time that would be. So our entire body is not together in here this morning. But we do have some members that are not here. And of course, the whole entire body of Christ would never all be into one place until God comes back. So we got a station here. We got a station right down the street. We got a station on through the woods there, First Baptist. And we got a station up on the hill there on Cotton Grove Road, Friendship. So there's all kind of spiritual stations for you to get re-energized and refueled and replenished for what you need to make it through this land. You got to know that God wants us to all to get together and to have a good time in the name of the Lord. And even though our entire body is not here, if we consider the time that God has given us, all of us that plan on being here may not all of us that plan on being here are here this morning. And we are here because of the goodness of God. We are here to exalt the name of the Lord. We are here to lift him up and to let him know that we are his children. And I wonder this morning how many of us come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. How many of you don't mind helping me call on the Lord and to praise his holy name? How many of you don't mind lifting him up? And we know that when the praises go up, our blessings will come down. How many of you come to offer thanksgivings to a mighty God? Songwriter said, I love to call him. I love to call his name. There's something about calling on the name Jesus. His name is full of power. There's no other name like the name Jesus. Something about that name. Something about that name would allow us to know that we also can have power. But that power does not belong to us all by ourselves. That power becomes and comes from a mighty God. So we got to learn that our God, he is able. There's nothing that God can't do. We must expect that when we call him, God will answer. How many of you tried him for yourself? Know that if you call on the Lord, that the Lord will answer you and allow you to get a response. Then, if you will, may I ask you this question. How committed are you to your faith walk with God? How committed are you with your faith walk with God? You see, I got to work out my own soul salvation. Daryl got to work out his own soul salvation. Everybody got to do their own thing and allow God to be a part of their lives. I'm so glad to know that God is right there all the time. And when you need him, all you got to do is just call on him. But now, the question this morning, how do you call him? If we were to ask each of you this question this morning, many are blessed to say, when I need help, I can call on my mama. I can call on my father. I can call on grandma or grandpa. I can call on the pastor or one of my good friends. And yes, many of us know that we can always call on God. You don't have to have a title to call on God. You don't have to be so close to God and so holier than thou that you cannot be reachable by mankind. So how do we communicate with God? We got to learn how to talk to the Lord. We got to learn how to get in contact with him. Now, it has been said that God speaks to us in a small, still voice, whereas we speak to him depending on our mood or the situation that day. It's either with joy and enthusiasm, sorrow or grief, hysterics, boisterous and loud. But when we do call on the Lord, when we do need the Lord, if there's something that we want God to do, if there's something that we need, if there's something that we need God to step in and to take care of, then we got to trust in the power of that loving God. The Bible declared that you have not because you ask not. So if you want to talk to God, you got to ask God for what you want. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. So in our part, we must act and do something ourselves. Some of us act like all of our blessings are just going to fall out in our lap. But God wants you to ask for some of the things that he already know what you need. But God wants to hear from you every now and again. It means something to you, or it should mean something to you, to have a relationship with God. We find ourselves in a very low place, no matter what the reason might be. If it means so much or something to you, then somebody got to understand that God does care. One of the men of our text today, our beloved David, on one of his lowest moments, if we would look there in the 55th division of Psalms, He said, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and I make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me and in wrath they hate me. Don't you know everybody that smile in your face don't love you? But you have an opportunity, no matter how low you get, you can always call on the name of the Lord. David realized that I've been going through some things, but every now and again, I find out that I got to call on the Lord. Now, whether you're one of those that speak silently or lightly or loudly, the only thing that I want to know is that, Lord, I want you to hear my humble cry. I want you to hear what I'm asking you to do. I want you to know that I'm sincere in my efforts to get just a little bit closer to you. For God, I've been hurt. David said, I've been hurt. I've been knocked down. I've been hurt even by my friend. But I found out that I'm going to trust God with everything that I got. Let death cease upon them. Let them go down and quick into the hells. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. But then David comes back with this power verse. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. See, you got to know who to call on. You got to know that he has a listening ear. David says, evening and morning, and even at noontime, will I pray and call aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Doesn't matter what time of the day that you're calling. All you got to do is have a mind to call on the name of Jesus. And I just stop by to let you know this morning that we got to have a mind to call on our God. We got to be like David and said, as for me, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. I'm going to call him in the morning. I'm going to call him in the evening. I'm going to call him during the midnight hour. I'm going to call him when I don't know, have nobody else to talk to. But I'm so glad to let you know this morning that when you began to call on the power of God, you got to believe that God is going to do what he needs you to do. For I'm reminded of three other men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You heard the story a long time ago. So I just wanted to paraphrase just a little bit, just to give you a point how David called on the Lord morning, noon, and night, because he was his God. But now King Nebuchadnezzar had everybody to make a golden image. And he said, at the sound of the music, everybody got to bow down and worship this golden image. But I stopped by to tell somebody that the rules are still straight. God is a jealous God, and thou shalt have no other God before him. You got to trust in the power of a loving God. You got to know that you got the Lord God on your side. For the Bible declared that God shall favor. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even though they were in bondage, the king put them over some high positions. You know, you always got some folk that are jealous. Always got somebody that's going to try to pull you down. But I stopped by to tell somebody, if you trust the power of a loving God, for the Bible says the Shadians came to him, say, oh, king, you are a mighty king. See, sometimes when you want somebody on your side, you boost them up and just give them all of these accolades. Make them feel like they're all of that. So they built the king up and said, there's no other king like you, O king. King Nebuchadnezzar, you all of that and a bag of chips. But I want to let you know right now that there are some things in your life. I want to let you know that there are some men that you've empowered. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. O king, did you not say that whenever the music played, everybody in the nation, everybody in any language ought to bow down? But I come to tell you, O king, those three Hebrew boys, they are hard-headed. Every time the music played, they stand right up on their feet. But I want to let you know, O king, you can't change your decree. The Bible said that king said, bring them unto me. And when they brought them unto him, he said, well, at this time that you come unto me, that there are certain Jews that got to come now. Nebuchadnezzar spake out and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Now, if you be ready, I'll give you another chance. And when he played the music, bow down. But the Bible declares, hallelujah, that these men love God. See, if you got a mind to call on the Lord, he said, if it be so, the God whom we serve, our God is able. I serve an able God. That's the essence of my message today, is that I serve an able God. And I want to be able to call on that God, because if God can bring three men that have been put in a fiery furnace and bring them out with even the smell of smoke, who wouldn't serve a God like that? I'm so glad that I got God on my side. Is there anybody in the house that want to call on the name of the Lord? I want to call on Jesus, for he is the only thing that I have that I can depend on every day of my life. I'm so glad that I can say, just like Jude, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, to present your fallers in the presence of his glory, and exceedingly joy to the only wise God, to our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forever. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to give God what I can. If you will, before we close, just help me call on the name of Jesus. Anybody know how to call Jesus? Now, do you know God is able? He's able this morning, able to pick you up, able to turn you around, able to heal your body, able to deliver you whatever you're going through, able to pick you up out of that dirt, make a way out of no way. I serve an able God. And I stop by to tell somebody that when you call on God, you are calling on an able God. I'm going to call my God and let the Lord know I need you. Anybody need the Lord for a situation in your life? Morning, noon, and night. Call on the name of the Lord. I will call on the name of the Lord, for he is able. I serve an able God. Do you know he's able this morning? Has he done anything for you? Is there anybody in the house that know that you got a reason to praise him? Is there anybody in the house know that God stepped into your situation? There are those of us that say, if I call on God, no matter what the problem is, I can look and say, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Look at me. Look at her. Look at this lady here. Won't he do it? He'll bring you out of your comfort zone. Won't he do it, Paula? He'll give you your strength back, your legs back, your mind back, your heart back. Oh, God, I love you, Lord. I need you, God. I love the Lord because he first loved me. When you call on God, you're calling on an able God. I wouldn't want to call on somebody that can't help me. If you blind, how you gonna help me see the step? We all need help this morning. God is a helper. He is a keeper. And if God can allow three men to be thrown into a burning, fiery furnace and allow them to come out with everything all right, went in tied up, came out loose, walking around, with Jesus, everything is all right. All you got to do is trust him.